Couch Potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies.
This week, it's Labor Day weekend, which we all know means nobody's seeing movies.
It is going to be one wacky show this week.
It is going to be
I can feel it already.
Because both Kristen and I are exhausted and tired. Both, I guess. See, right there shows that in my brain, I don't actually connect those two.
Exhausted and tired?
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was worth saying both. But that's because normally what's weird about Labor Day weekend is they normally just bury garbage on Labor Day weekend in the theaters.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's not the case. But we've had a chance to look at the garbage, which is amazing.
Usually they hide the garbage from us.
Yeah.
This week, it's all out.
Yeah. This is the week where we get movies like All About Steve.
Nice.
And we got, the Wicker Man. Nicolas Cage movies. This was the premiere opening weekend.
There was no Nicolas Cage movie this weekend, and I was actually kind of hoping that there was. There were a couple of things that I thought, you know, this would be a lot better with Nicolas Cage in it.
We'll get to that later in the show, because I think each movie that we have, every part could be played by Nicolas Cage.
I think so.
And they would be better movies. But we're going to be talking about Closed Circuit. We're going to be talking about Getaway and One Direction. This is Us.
Nicolas Cage, This Is Us.
Nicolas Cage. That would be amazing. Anyways, we'll also talk about news, Blu-rays, and DVDs. Let's talk about how you can get a hold of us if you want to say, what were you guys talking about on the show this week? You can email us at fatguys@fatguysatthemovies.com. You can leave us a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can go to Fat Guys at the Movies. Blah, blah, blah. You can go to Fat. I started to pronounce the WWW. Did you hear that?
The whoa, whoa, whoa.
The whoa, whoa, whoa. You can go
find
to
us at fatguysatthemovies.com.
http://www.fatguysatthemovies.com. You can also go to facebook.com/FGATM or Twitter. You can go to Twitter and talk to me if you really want to. Twitter.com/KevinCarr.
And I'm Katie K. Reviews.
And before we move on, we have a little bit of congratulations here.
Oh.
Time to toot. Well, you can toot your own. I'll toot your horn for you.
Go ahead.
Toot, toot, toot. You have an announcement to make.
It's a big announcement.
Yes.
I finally got into the Online Film Critics Society.
Yay!
Yay!
That means you now can enjoy the rich benefits of massive
officially
respect.
Being an online film critic, even though I have been for many, many years.
Massive respect and tons of money.
Yes, yeah. It is a very lucrative position, being a member of this Film Critics Society.
And whores and cocaine.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. That was a perk that they didn't have listed in the the application process.
Like to advertise it, but you know, we all get that budget in our
nice.
But no, that's great. So
Thank you.
I'm happy for you. I know you've been trying for a couple of years.
I have, yeah.
There have been on and off things going on, but so she is now. She is now even more respectable than before.
Or at least I'm slightly respectable now.
So, yes, you are listening.
They made me an honest woman.
That's right. Oh, heavens.
Oh, what a show it's going to be. Oh,
this show actually is, what this show is we're basically acting out the plot of a couple of these movies we have this weekend with how completely just they fall apart before they're even started.
It's true.
So you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr and Kristen Dreyer Kramer. Let's talk box office. And I can kind of do a little bit of a dance, but I'm so exhausted, I'm not even going to.
Okay, that's good.
I'll just do it right here.
See, that's even worse. That's even worse.
I'm just gyrating on the
seat. That's a little Miley Cyrus for me.
In the magical studio.
I just can't take it.
It's the seat's clean now.
Yeah.
I brushed it off with my bum.
Nice.
But yes, I said the Butler was going to win again. I said $15 million, and it ended up getting $17 million.
Which is crazy.
Which is a really good hold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
I give up.
And you said the world's end? Is that what you said? $15 million. You weren't that far off.
Oh, yeah? Because it made $8.8 million? No. That's not a good number.
It came in fourth. But.
Thank you for being kind, though. Well, I appreciate that.
That's what I'm
here you know,
for.
It's not normally what you would do.
That's right. I usually like to just turn the screws in.
Yeah, pretty
stab
much.
The knife, twist it, pour some salt on it. Tabasco sauce? Sure.
Yeah,
don't mind if I do. So there's also Were the Millers, which came in at second with $13 million. That's another great hold. That movie's actually doing extremely well.
It is.
And The Mortal Instruments,
this
City
is the
of
thing
Bones.
That kills me. The Mortal Instruments made more than The World's End. That's kind of sad.
Well, it's, I think, well, The World's End is still a niche audience.
It's true. But people are more aware of that one. I mean, I wasn't even aware of The Mortal Instruments. I mean, I did a summer preview and I was like, what?
You're like, that opened? Hmm. What? Well, the other thing with The World's End, it's not what people wanted. It's not what Focus wanted as their huge number, but it's the highest of the three Cornetto trilogy movies for their debuts. So that's still good. The Mortal Instruments didn't make even $10 million in its opening weekend. It's only made $14 million through the 5-day because it opened on Wednesday.
Right.
And that's a terrible, terrible performance at the box office.
Kind of sad.
So... And then I went down to Planes, and then Your Next only made $7 million. But you know what? I think Your Next cost something like $6 to make. I think they bought people lunch and they made them. That's how cheap the movie was. So $7 million for Your Next, even though it came in at sixth place, still not bad. You have nothing to say for that.
I have nothing to say. I'm studying my numbers, trying to figure out what's going on. It's just one of those days.
Yeah. And then it goes back down, and Blue Jasmine creeped into the top 10 with $4 million, and it's a total of $15 million, which is actually pretty doggone fantastic for a limited release.
Doggone fantastic.
Doggone fantastic. Ah, right, yes. On. I pull out the big words, the $20 words.
It is a doggone fantastic Labor Day weekend here.
Yes. Oddly enough, no new movie opened with more than $10 million, which is kind of sad. But that's the prequel to Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk. You actually had an interesting box office thing you wanted to mention.
Yeah, there was something that I noticed on Box Office Mojo this week.
Mojo.
And they do a showdown. They pair two different movies and show how they compare. And one of them was Elysium.
Mm-hmm.
And District 9,
yes,
which came out in 2009. Mm-hmm. And District 9 was a no-budget movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it had no budget. Nobody was in it.
Mm.
And in its first 19 days, it made $92 million.
Which is fantastic for an August release.
Yes. Elysium, meanwhile, had a bigger budget. It had Matt Damon in it.
Matt Damon.
Thank you. And a bunch of other people. And it has not even made $71
million. Wow.
So that is, you know, a $21 million difference between a movie that had no budget and a movie that had a big budget.
Which is odd because it's been such a good year for dumb movies. With Identity Thief and Were the Millers, you know.
Yeah. There you go. Well, so that was my little tidbit of the week.
That shows what a phenomenon District 9 was.
Yeah.
And how it's so hard to recreate these things.
It's true.
Yeah. So we'll move on. Let's move on to the news. Because there's other stuff I was going to talk about.
Whole bunch of stuff on these notes this week.
You
are very busy.
We'll talk about it next week. Oh. It's not going to get, this is not going to get old. But this news story is going to get old. In fact, it already is old.
It is, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about... we're just going to introduce it. And you all know what it is because you've heard it. They've chosen a new Batman.
They have?
What? Oh, my. And the new Batman is, drumroll, ready, Pauly Shore.
Nice.
That would be
just
awesome.
As we were predicting.
Body. No, the new Batman is Ben Affleck. And it was really hilarious to watch the social media.
Oh, yeah.
The night that happened, because people lost their minds over this thing.
Yes, people have been going insane in the last week.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck. That is what broke the internet last week.
Ben Affleck, shame on you.
Ben
you
Affleck.
Broke the internet.
How dare you? But it's and then like everyone wanted to talk about it. I was telling you off the air. I got a call. I do phone calls to radio stations and do movie review spots. I got a call from the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal wanted to talk about Ben Affleck as Batman. I'm like,
don't you have other things to talk about, like money?
There's finances and stuff, but why? What's Batman and Ben? This is insane. But we don't have a whole lot of time in this segment. I wanted to tease that because that's what we're going to talk about in the next segment. Can Ben Affleck pull off Batman?
Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kristen Dreyer Kramer and Kevin Carr.
Yes.
We are in part two of the wackiest episode of Fat Guys ever.
Trust me, it's wacky.
It's wacky.
I have not had that much cough syrup and vodka.
Not yet.
Anyways, back to Bat News. I want to know what your take is.
You know, I've gone back and forth on this one.
Really? This has been a struggle for you?
Yeah. What? Because, you know, the first thought anybody has is, didn't they see Daredevil? I mean, really? Ben Affleck is a superhero? We've done that, and it didn't go well.
Well, but the thing is, Daredevil was... There's a lot of problems with Daredevil, and I don't necessarily think they all fall on Ben Affleck's shoulders.
It's true.
I mean, he was a minor problem in
Daredevil.
Well,
yeah, and, you know, that was during the J-Lo days, wasn't it? And Ben Affleck was kind of a mess during the J-Lo days.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the one thing that I, you know, came to that conclusion after a while, that, you know, it wasn't Ben Affleck's fault. It was J-Lo's fault.
Let's just blame J-Lo.
So,
and her enormous butt.
There you have it.
Way to go, J-Lo's butt.
You know, I love Ben Affleck. But it's just, it does feel a little bit off to me. But I'm still okay with it. Because of where they've taken Batman in the last few years, they've taken him to a more dramatic place and a little grittier. And I can see Ben Affleck making it work.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm totally cool with it. I saw it and I'm like, oh, I could see that. And I mean...
Yeah.
Look, people freaking out over it is like, if you go back and you can look at people freaking out over Heath Ledger being cast as the Joker. When that happened in 2006, people were like, what? Broke back Batman! You know, and...
Robert Downey Jr. being cast as Iron Man. That was the craziest thing I had ever heard of.
Oh, yeah. People...
And for months, we were talking about it. And I'm like, really? Robert Downey Jr. is a superhero? And how much do I love him now?
Yeah. He's fantastic. And,
so...
And all, another one is, although a lot of people weren't aware of who he was, but when they finally looked into his background, Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, people kind of lost their minds over that, too.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, he's kind of a pretty boy, and he's too tall, he's not as burly, and he's too much of a song and dance man because he has such a theater background.
Mm-hmm.
And literally no one else has ever played Wolverine.
Yeah.
I don't know what Hollywood would do if, like, Hugh Jackman got hit by a bus, and they'd be like, oh, no more Wolverine movies. Pretty sure that's what they do. Or they'd cast Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore.
As Wolverine. No, I think Ben Affleck can do it. Part of it is, if you look at his career, he was in movies and stuff like that in the early 90s. You know, he was in a couple Kevin Smith movies, and he was in Dazed and Confused.
Mm-hmm.
But his career didn't kind of, like, solidify as a movie star, as an actor movie star, until he did Armageddon, which was... What, 98?
Mm-hmm, something like that.
And then he had trouble kind of figuring out where he was. And when he finally figured out where he was, which happened in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
You know, when he did Hollywood Land, which was...
He played Superman.
Stunned a lot of people with his role in that. And then he started directing stuff. And I think he's matured. Yeah, you're still going to get Ben Affleck.
I think it's still surprising that he would do it. To me.
Well, he's...
I mean, it is a great role, but... He's got other stuff going on, and that kind of surprises me that he would take on something like that.
Yeah. I think that it probably involves getting a good deal from Warner Brothers.
Probably.
He's probably going to be there forever now. I mean, he's going to be...
Oh, yeah.
It's Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
You know, and you really look at Ben Affleck's career, it's turning into a Clint Eastwood.
It's very Clint Eastwood, and he makes the kind of films that Clint Eastwood would make.
Yeah. And he does that triple threat thing. All he has to do now is start, composing the music.
There you go.
For his movies. I don't know if he's going to be any good, but no, I think Ben Affleck, I think he can do a good job. And I've heard people say it was going to be just as bad as Clooney. And well, Clooney just did his, actually Clooney was a good good Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, he didn't work as Batman.
Right.
And everyone who says that Christian Bale was the best Batman ever.
You know, I still didn't love him.
I can dismiss it with two words. The voice.
Yes, exactly. That distracted me every single time.
Oh,
and
so bad.
It was terrible. So there you have it.
Yeah. Well, and swear to me. You know, all that kind of thing. And what was amazing about Bale as Batman is he stuck with it. He was not going to not do the voice. And I don't know whether it's his decision or Nolan's decision, But they just said, no, we're just digging our heels in. And everyone made fun of him.
Yeah.
For even people who love those movies just kind of made fun of him.
It was terrible.
So I don't know if is Ben Affleck going to do the voice? I don't know. But I think he can pull it off. I think he has good acting chops.
I think Ben Affleck is better than the voice.
The other thing is he's not so grim as Bale can be.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not that I'm looking for a hey chum kind of Batman that you saw in the 60s. But I'd like something not as just...
dark.
Yeah, just so morose and heavy and... ugh. I don't know how to spell that.
That was a great facial expression that you just made.
It's too bad you guys couldn't see it.
That was awesome. When we get our video cameras in here, just wait.
That's right. But
we will lose so many listeners.
No one wants to see that. People like started a petition for this because I'm like, that's going to work.
A petition.
A petition, online petition. Like, Warner Brothers, we don't want him to, you've contracted him for like 17 movies. No, we don't want that to happen.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, good for you, Ben Affleck. I support you.
We're behind him.
I'm an athletic supporter.
Nice.
That was not planned. I came up with that on the fly.
Awesome.
All right. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kristen Dreyer Kramer and Kevin Carr. What's up next? Let's talk about a movie.
Okay. Next, we have Closed Circuit. Eric Bana and Rebecca Hall play a pair of attorneys determined to uncover the truth about the suspected terrorist they're defending.
This is the most high-profile murder case in British history.
You and Ms. Howe are defending the accused terrorist from the government.
And you're from the New York Times.
I don't speak to journalists about trials relating to matters of national security.
Do you know of any reason which would prejudice your ability to carry out this case?
No, my lord.
There is some evidence against you, which the prosecution believes should be kept secret from the public and from you.
It is Labor Day weekend.
Mm. I know where you're going with this, but I want to hear what
you know where I'm going with this?
Well, I've got a preview of your review.
That's true, you did.
I have an inside track on this. You forgot you sent it to me.
I know I did. That's just one of those weeks. Yeah. This is definitely an August movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this could not come out any other time of the year, really. I mean, if it had more action and adventure and explosions.
It tries.
Yeah. Then it could come out in the summer. And if it was more dramatic and had, you know, a more powerful cast, then maybe it could push award season. But no, there is no other place for this movie.
Well, it reminds me a lot of The American, which kind of had the same burn time. And it had this weird action moment in the middle.
It was a little bizarre, but it, at least it had George Clooney.
But he sucked as Batman. You know, here's the thing. I'm going to be first to admit.
Yes.
Closed Circuit has some problems. It starts off as this sort of this taut legal thriller, and then it just says, we're going to be an action movie, and then it completely unravels and falls apart at the seams.
I spent so much time trying to figure out what was going on in this movie. Like, there are so many of these picky little legal details, and they're like, well, this person has to do this because of this and this and this. I'm like, what?
See, but that's, I like that. As much as it just completely unravels and falls apart at the end, I kind of like the beginning. Mm-hmm. And here's why. Because I liked where it was going and like what it was doing. But moreover, we see so many movies about terrorism and overreaction to it and political corruption from American perspective. It's neat to see it from the British perspective and realize these are not unique problems to America.
It is interesting, but the outcome is still kind of the same.
Oh, the outcome's
a mess.
You know,
and that's one of those things. You're like, yeah, I've been there. I've seen that.
The first 45 minutes to an hour is
it
what
is interesting in the beginning. Yeah.
All right. I say it kind of rocks. You say
kind of sucks.
All right. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk Get Away and One Direction. Because we can't get it.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr and Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
Boom!
We are trying to focus long enough to talk about some movies this week. It is difficult.
It is difficult.
It's Labor Day weekend.
Our brain is sort of like the plot of Closed Circuit.
Kind
of
like that.
One thing I didn't want to point, I didn't want to say in that is...
Yes.
The thing with... It's fascinating to watch how the British legal system works.
Mm-hmm.
and it, how it's similar but different.
I just like the wigs.
The wigs are cool. Yeah. There's literally a scene where they kind of go to closed session. They go, okay, wigs off. And I'm like, that has to be a real thing.
And they were the cheesiest, most ridiculous wigs, too. Like, they weren't even trying to make them look like they were supposed to be real.
Yeah, it's...
It was just... It was like a bad hat.
It's like Monty Python. When you watch Monty Python and they're wearing the wigs... I mean, it's just so ridiculous to us. And I'm sure there's things that Americans do. But it's like watching a British show...
You think?
I'm sure that British people never laugh at Americans ever. If you watch a show, a British, like a BBC show, mm-hmm. and it's Christmas, everyone's wearing a crown, a paper crown, which just...
We do that with my in-laws.
Oh, you do?
We do, yeah. Wow.
See, it's to me, it's such a ridiculous thing, but I'm sure that we look just as ridiculous with party hats. And
we all look ridiculous, and then we take them off and move on. But, you know, we do do it for a couple of minutes and just laugh at each other and take pictures and post them on Facebook.
Isn't the thing where you, like, open up and it's like a... It's a
and there's a prize inside.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what we're going to do this year for Christmas?
Uh-oh.
We're getting our Christmas pickle.
A Christmas pickle.
You've had those, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Do you know what they are?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. For those who don't know, you have to hang it on the tree and you have to find it. It's a little tradition we want to try. Whoops. Something came out of my mouth right on the windscreen.
Oh, jeez.
Nasty. All right, we'll
move
on.
That was pleasant. So anyway, should we talk about movies again?
Let's move on.
Let's talk about some movies. So the next one we have is Getaway. Ethan Hawke stars as a former race car driver who gets back behind the wheel with Selena Gomez in the passenger seat after his wife is kidnapped.
Is she alive?
For now. She will remain that way as long as you follow my instructions. Drive.
Get out.
You got the wrong car.
Get out of the car.
Drive away now.
I can't.
Drive away. Take her with you.
What do you want me to do with her?
Kill her.
I'm not a killer.
Good. You will need her help if you want your wife back.
Did I mention that it's Labor Day weekend?
You know, I have to give you credit. That description sounds way better than the movie.
I try. It's my job.
This movie makes no GD sense.
It doesn't. Not one little bit.
I walked out of it. I said to Nick Harum mm-hmm. from On the Marquee and new to Netflix, I say to him, I go, why did this even happen? Why did they need him to drive a car? And I start saying, because of this. And he goes, Kevin, you're overthinking it.
I kept wondering that the whole time. Like,
yeah.
How is this happening? Like, does this make any sense whatsoever? No.
What's the purpose of... No, there's...
And the funny thing is, not to give anything away, but it just kind of ends.
Yeah.
Like, in the end, there's nothing resolved. There are no answers anywhere. It just... That was fun. Moving on.
We kind of have two movies so far this weekend that have no ending.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. But when I said, and Nick told me I was overthinking, I said, no, these are passing thoughts. It's not like, oh, wait, hold on, let's do the math, and this happened to this. No, you sit there and be like, well, what was that for?
Yeah.
Well, you're overthinking. No, I don't know what that's for. That makes no sense.
No. We actually, Nick was sitting next to me, and we had a great running commentary through the entire movie.
The movie was so insanely awful.
And there was one point that was a really quiet point in the movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody else is quiet, and all of a sudden you hear Nick go, ah! And everybody around us started laughing because he did exactly what we were all feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's insanely bad. It's there really is no – there's a reason if you watch the movie and you don't think past 2 seconds ahead, there's a reason why they need this guy to drive this car all over Sofia, Bulgaria, of all places.
Bulgaria? I guess it's cheap to film there.
Yes, that's where it's filmed. But there's no reason for it. It really doesn't actually make sense. And I don't want to give any spoilers away. But there's a whole bunch of things that happen. They say, well, we must do this. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then like they get leverage on the guy who's kidnapped him. And they're like, well, you can't do anything. I'm like, he could cut off his wife's finger.
It's true.
He could like burn an eye out. There's a lot of things you can do to somebody without killing them.
It's true.
Trust me, you don't want to then go up against an international criminal and be like, hey, sucker!
Now, my personal favorite, though, is just the visuals in this movie. Because they must have spent, like, 6 weeks just getting Selena Gomez to look surprised.
Yeah. Well, that's all she does.
Well, yeah. You know, and it's these cuts to her, you know, close up on her face looking...
How many shots of her spinning her head around and looking to the back?
Yes. And, you know, Ethan Hawke's foot on the pedal or his hand on the shift.
Did you notice how many times her seatbelt is on or off?
I was not paying that close attention. I was mostly dropping my head and shaking it.
He tells her to put her seatbelt on and she refuses. And they're like going like 80 miles an hour through a park in Bulgaria. And I'm like, well, is she going to put her seatbelt? And that's why I'm like, why don't you put your seatbelt on? Because it's,
I probably would.
At this point, it's seriously, you could die.
It's true.
And then you keep watching and her seatbelt's on. It's off. There's literally a continuity thing. And then there's one scene where I actually see her finally pull the cord. And I'm just like, oh, and she's terrible in it because she's supposed to be like this. I couldn't tell whether she was a rich girl or a street rat or whether I think she was a rich girl who became a street rat. It just made no sense.
I don't understand.
Sadly, this is
the saddest thing about her is that she becomes the brains of this operation.
I don't know how that happened. And then she does like magic with her iPad that's stashed
and
all over the car.
And she has like 15 phones in her car.
And she's like, well, let me pull this out. Guess what? I just totally hacked into this and then this happened and this happened. I went into the Pentagon and I changed your bank account numbers and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, what?
Huh?
The thing is, and Selena Gomez is woefully miscast in this and awkwardly with Ethan Hawke because you look at the poster and you're like,
talk about bizarre pairings. Like, how did that happen? Yeah. Selena Gomez and Ethan Hawke.
Ultimately, you're going to realize that Miley Cyrus twerking during the VMAs is not the most awkward performance by a former Disney star this week.
And there you have it.
So, yeah. And it made me want movies that had Nicolas Cage in them.
And that was the one thing that I leaned over to Nick at one point in the movie and said, this would be a lot better if Nicolas Cage were in it.
He should have been driving. I mean,
seriously,
Ethan Hawke.
Drive angry, my friend.
Oh, yes.
Drive angry.
Yes. Ethan Hawke, I mean, he did Sinister and he did The Purge and he's doing those Richard Linklater things. This, you know, why he did this? They must have paid him. Or they had kidnapped
his
wife.
Or maybe he was bored. Maybe they kidnapped his wife.
All right, so final grade.
Yeah, it sucks.
It sucks really bad. All right, let's move on. We're going to introduce this next one. This might spill over because there's a lot to talk about.
No, I bet.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr and Kristen Dreyer Kramer. Next, we're going to talk about One Direction. This is us. Super Size Me director Morgan Spurlock examines the rise and fall. I don't know why I'm doing this in this weird.
I don't know what you're doing. It's that kind of
weird accent. Examines the rise to fame and current career of the British hit boy band One Direction in this 3D concert film.
People started lining up 5 days ago.
The band that lost on The X Factor,
selling out their entire tour in hours.
Because of you, we're number one in 37 countries.
We never expected any of this to happen.
We are so thankful. This is a teamwork between us and them.
The fans were the ones who made up their minds that this band were going to be huge.
We just come from normal working class families.
It's in 3D.
True story. True story. I went to this movie.
Yes, you did.
And all press was invited. They were trying to get us to go. It was me. And who's the woman who always sits in the front row? I forget her name.
Patty. Oh, Patty was
there. She was there. Because she goes to everything.
She does.
And it was me. And I saw Patty there. And then Ed Douglas from ComingSoon.net was there.
And you guys had posters.
We had posters.
It was pretty awesome.
And it was great because I was so happy with my I wrote 1D, tonight, in 3D forever.
That's pretty awesome.
And that was mine. So yeah, we had posters. We took pictures of us holding it.
Yes, and I saw them on Facebook. And they made me laugh, and they also made me glad I wasn't there.
I think I made the publicist spit out her coffee when she laughed when she saw it. So yeah, it's. But I'll tell you. Actually, we're going to run out of time here, so I will live one little tease, and then I'll talk a little bit more about One Direction
next.
Okay. Every single shot of the guys when they took their shirt off, screams in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every single one. Like, even like an hour and 10 minutes in, when this kid's like in bed and he reaches over to answer the phone, you kind of see his shoulder. It's amazing. These girls are insane. That's what makes you beautiful. Na, 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 na.
Young bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young. Bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young. Bad girls do it well.
And welcome back to Fat Guys in the Movies with Kristen Dreyer, Kramer, and Kevin Carr. We are talking about One Direction.
Yay!
This is us. So, here's the thing. I am not the target market for this movie.
Really?
No, I'm not.
Hmm.
I didn't know if you knew that.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
But I don't even have a familial connection because I got three boys at home. So mm-hmm. they didn't care about this movie. But you know what? I've seen a couple of these concert movies. They do them all the time.
There's at least one every year.
They did Justin Bieber. They did a Hannah Montana. They did Jonas Brothers. They've had them all the time. They are what they are. They're made for the fans.
But this one was directed by Morgan Spurlock.
That's the amazing part of it.
How random is that?
I have a feeling he would... Well, it's very clear when you watch the movie that he's a hired gun.
So they kidnapped his wife?
Apparently they did. He had to drive around with One Direction.
We have kidnapped your wife. You must make a One Direction movie.
Yes. But the thing is, so it doesn't have any of the Morgan Spurlock is very much like Michael Moore, where he puts himself in the movie mm-hmm. and he's the star. He doesn't do that in this movie. Not a big surprise. But I think there was probably a deal where he's like, well, I'll direct this if you fund XYZ.
Sure.
And I wouldn't be surprised if that kind of happened.
It's kind of how Morgan Spurlock works. Yeah, it makes sense.
A double deal with Sony for that sort of thing. Oddly enough, there are like two moments, and there's only two of them. There's two moments that are very Morgan Spurlocky. There's like one scene where they're showing the girls screaming, and they're like, well, all these girls insane. And then they cut to this neurologist, and he pulls out a model of the brain. He starts explaining the process of that. And I lean over and I go, this is just, and he's like, oh, and we were both like leaning over at the same time because it felt very much like a Morgan Spurlock mm-hmm. thing. And then there's one thing later on that's actually the best scene in the movie where one of the guys, I don't know who he was, I forget which one it was, one of the five dresses up in like makeup and like matte and messy hair and everything. He poses as a security guard, leading girls to his seats, just bad mouthing the band the whole time.
Nice.
And he's handing out earplugs. He's like, oh, you may want to put these in because they're terrible. Why are you? And he's just like, I mean, being really mean about it. And and it's actually very funny. And they show some clips of similar-ish type things in the final credits. So I have this theory that Spurlock had all these great ideas for it.
Mm-hmm.
And Simon Cowell was like, nope, 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 cookie cutter. We need to do this the way all these other movies are.
Yeah, I can see that.
As a 13-year-old girl, they're not going to get the irony of those jokes. And that's not who it's for.
No.
Or that is who it's for.
Their parents, who are forced to go to the movie with them, would appreciate it more. But yeah. What are you going to do?
So here's the thing. For what it is, it's fine. And actually, he does some neat stuff with the concert footage.
Mm-hmm.
So
In 3D.
In 3D, yes. So, I mean, for what it is, it's an okay movie. I'm going to give it a kind of sucks, but because I'm a dude. I'm almost a 42-year-old man, so
there's that.
You don't want me to be like, it's awesome! That would be a little odd.
I can totally see you doing that, though.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time.
No.
No.
I like some inappropriate stuff. So anyways, yeah, One Direction still kind of sucks, but it's still like right in the middle. It's, you know, if teenage girls are going to love it, and they're not going to listen to me anyways.
Right. We don't have a large teenage girl following from what I
don't think so.
No.
Fat, sweaty men, we got lots of those.
Oh, yes.
You got one in the studio right now.
I do. Every week.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr and Kristen Dreyer Kramer. Let's move on into box office.
Okay. You were the winner last week this week, so what's your call?
Oh, what comes out this week?
Mm-hmm. What should I copy?
I'm going to say One Direction at $20
million. Oh,
is that what you said?
I have the same thing.
Really?
See? Look at that.
Oh, man. She's actually showing me.
One Direction,
$20 million. Wow.
That is exactly what I have here. So what does that mean?
We'll both do a dance next week.
Okay.
Whether we're right or wrong.
There you go.
Both. All right. Since we both came up with those completely, you apparently did work and research. I just pulled it out of my butt.
I do occasionally look things up.
So
see what good that's brought me lately, though?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It has
it's
brought me
before.
A lot of Kevin doing dances in my studio.
Yes. I don't think closed circuits. Movies that open on Wednesday generally don't win the weekend.
No, and it's not opening that wide either.
No. No. And then what's the other one? Getaway?
Please don't see Getaway.
No. I don't think people are going to be fooled with this one.
As I said in my review, it's a lot more entertaining than many of the bad movies that I've seen this year, but that doesn't change the fact that it's still a bad movie.
It's a movie that maybe like in 10 years or 20 years.
Depending on how much you drink.
So bad. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you drink a lot,
yeah.
It'll be okay.
Yes.
Then it'll be funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about going home and drinking. All right. Well, that's our box office prediction. Let's move on to the next segment.
Let's do that, shall we?
which we lovingly like to refer to as the world famous
DVD Roundup.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Woo!
All right, we got...
There's a lot of enthusiasm in this room today.
I'm so tired.
Labor Day weekend.
The Great Gatsby is out on Blu-ray. We talked a little bit about it last week, and it was nice to actually watch properly projected.
That is nice.
Yes.
I'm glad. And is it better now?
Yeah, it actually is. Because so much of it relies on the visuals. It really, really does rely on the visuals.
That's Baz Luhrmann.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, once you know that it's just a soap opera, and it's the biggest, YOLO group of people out there.
Nice.
That's really all it is. But no, it's very much like his other stuff where it's impossible to look away from. And that's why it was so hard to watch in a bad projection sitting, because it was impossible to watch.
Right.
So it makes a huge difference to me.
I'm glad that fixed it for you.
Still not the greatest of the year, but it's definitely going to get my nomination for like set design and art design and cinematography. Yeah. There's also Pain and Gain, which is Michael Bay doing a more character-driven movie, ironically.
Is that what we're calling it these days?
Well, he still gives the same shallow, terrible characters
that
he always does. But it's entertaining to a degree.
Strangely, I requested this one, and they didn't want to send it to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They wouldn't allow me to watch it.
I'd be curious to see what you thought of it.
I really wanted to see it.
Yeah. My biggest problem is it like would say, oh, this is based on a true story, which it kind of loosely is, but there's so many things. And then they have a scene that literally never happened and they freeze frame it and they say, remember, this is based on a true story. And I'm like, you can't do that in a scene that actually didn't take place. That's you just being stupid, Michael Bay. So...
This is Michael Bay we're talking about. Probably he makes Transformers movies. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also Super Buddies.
I know you love those movies.
They're so cute. I like them. And I got kids, so.
Yeah.
I mean, my 5-year-old was, like, thrilled when they had it. These are the Air Buddies, and they're superheroes in this one. But they're very quick.
I am getting to that phase. It'll happen soon.
It'll be there soon.
Yep.
I saw you had, like, a My Pretty Pony or something sitting
I have quite a collection of My Little Pony movies. Yes, I do. My Little Ponies, Strawberry Shortcake.
Yes.
Littlest Pet Shop. Got them all.
Mm. Let's talk about something from that wheelhouse next.
Yes.
Sons of Anarchy.
Right. Close enough.
Season 5.
Same thing.
Do you even watch this show?
I don't.
It doesn't seem like your kind of thing.
It's one of those things that I've heard so much about it now that I'm like, oh, I'd really like to watch it, but 5 seasons in.
Yeah. Mm. What's interesting about it is again, it's just nothing but a soap opera, only it just has a lot of testosterone and body hair.
Nice.
So... But
and you seem terrified by that from the look on your face.
Body hair. I got plenty to go around. I don't need any more. I don't need any more body hair in my life. I got 3 boys. There's way more body hair in my house. But it's actually got better this year. The last couple seasons haven't been that good, but kind of really stepped things up and did a good job. There's Grey's Anatomy season 5, which earns my respect. Season nine.
Yeah.
Earns my respect for being on that long, but
it's
still don't
true.
Like it.
I mean, 9 seasons. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Ugh.
It's not that good of a show. It's kind of falling apart. But
I've seen pieces of it, and that's all I can take.
Seen pieces of it.
Yeah.
Shattered on the ground as you walk by.
I look at it and change the channel. Boop. Good enough.
There's also Elementary season 1. Which is, have you watched that at all?
I haven't, no. That's another one that I've really wanted to see.
Yeah, the new Sherlock Holmes for Watson is a lady.
What?
Lucy Liu. And then The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh on Blu-ray.
A classic.
Did you get that one?
I didn't. I requested it and didn't get it.
Yeah.
It's still been a
wonderful.
Rough week. You know, it's Labor Day weekend. I'm just going to blame everything on that.
Labor Day.
It's Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day, Schmaber Day.
Meh.
The stinker of the week for me.
Oh, this is a big one.
The Walking Dead season 3. I'm going to get a lot of hate for that. Do you watch The Walking Dead at all?
I don't.
You ever seen it?
No.
It's misery porn. That's all it is. It's literally a bunch of dirty people wandering around moping for like 44 minutes and then 1 minute of zombie attack.
That's Fat Guys at fatguysatthemovies.com.
So, yes, it's better. It's worse than Grey's Anatomy because Grey's Anatomy is kind of crappy anyways. This one should be better. And it's not. Do you have a stinker?
No, I don't. I have seen nothing this week. It's kind of sad. I feel kind of pathetic.
Get with the program.
It's Labor Day weekend.
Go watch the One Direction movie. Bring your daughter. You've got a girl.
Yeah, she's a year old. I'm sure she'll love it.
She'll scream.
She probably would.
All right, let's do the wrap-up. We have Closed Circuit, which you said kind of sucks. I said kind of rocks. Barely. Getaway, we both said sucked.
Yeah.
One Direction, I said kind of sucked. But then again, I'm not a teenage girl. Anyways, we got to go, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
See ya.